Well, welcome back. Thank you for joining us today. We are speaking with Farmers and Merchants State Bank today. We get to chat with them about once a month and meet the different people that work there. And today, we are chatting with Mike Poser. He's a loan specialist there with Farmers and Merchants State Bank, and he specializes in business, commercial, agricultural lending. Mike, thanks for joining me today. How are you?
I'm great, Kelly. Thank you for having me join you.
I just I learned today that it is, I'm trying to think of the terminology, something like Telephone Tuesday. They say that today of the whole year, this is the day that every business gets the most phone calls for whatever reason after Labor Day, like every radio stations, banks, everybody gets all the calls today. I don't know if your phones have been ringing off the hook today, but hopefully you have enough time to chat with us for 20 minutes or so today.
Well, that makes a lot more sense why the phone's been ringing so much today than I guess.
Yeah, now you learn something. You can tell the staff, this is what's happening over here. It's Telephone Tuesday. Let's talk about you a little bit. How long have you been working with Farmers and Merchants State Bank?
So I've been with Farmers and Merchants since 2016. Started as a credit analyst, mm-hmm. and was promoted to a loan officer in 2019.
Okay. And was that your overall goal? Have you always wanted to do that?
Well, I always wanted to get back to Pierce. I was born and raised in Pierce and graduated from the high school in 2009 before going to St. Cloud State to get my bachelor's in accounting and management.
Mm-hmm.
And then out of college, I was provided the opportunity to manage my family liquor store in Woodbury, actually.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you've done that kind of, been in that type of management position before, having to manage money and make things work. And so this is something that worked well for you. And it's always fun to be able to go back home, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yep.
So what's it been like to work with Farmers and Merchants from credit analyst and then on up to a lender? How did you actually get started in that line of work? I know you said you worked, in your family business. Was that the start of everything?
Yeah, I'd say the family business kind of started it all. I grew a fond love for people and, mm-hmm. and business is a chance to meet a lot of different people.
Yeah.
Our business philosophy for the family was always do right by the customer, whether it was taking their items out to the car for them, finding a product that they had just enjoyed on vacation that they couldn't find anywhere locally, or just having that 5 to 10 minute conversation with them at the counter. And those traits have really translated over to F&M well, because they kind of have the same philosophy here.
Right. That makes sense. It all makes sense for you too then. So, when you're talking about lending, what does the world look like in lending right now for you, especially over where you're working there at Farmers and Merchants State Bank?
Well, as people might know, rates have been increasing. So having that conversation with the customer and helping them understand why and all that has kind of been what's going on recently.
Okay. And so like with that, I was having this conversation with someone last week. It is higher, but it's not like terrible. It's not like a crazy. I mean, it's kind of back to like almost a normal thing. We got to see some extreme low rates here for a while, right?
Correct. Yep. Yeah. We experienced some low rates that maybe we'll never experience again, and we're kind of back to that normal rate. But when any time rates go up 2%, it's just like gas going up $1, $2. It stings when you're not used to that for a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So what is the most common loans that are needed right now? Let's talk about agriculture. What are people looking for in the agricultural realm?
I mean, agricultural, you always have the input loans for seed and fertilizer every year. Sometimes there's those tax planning loans at the end of the year where they're pre-purchasing the seed and fertilizer to get those expenses on this year's taxes. If they had a really good year, mm-hmm. equipment loans are always good, and those land purchases, anything farm related, you need the land, you need the equipment, you need the product.
Yeah, exactly. And so is there a reason that you think that people would want to choose Farmers and Merchants State Bank over other banks when it comes to those agriculture loans?
Well, I guess I'll bring that back to my earlier comments about doing right by the customer and,
mm-hmm.
Obviously, my previous line of work, I'm not delivering a box of goods to a person's vehicle, but now I can come out to their place of business and save them time from coming into the office. Just doing the personal things and running any business can be a full-time 24/7 job, so you want to be able to surround yourself with great people, great suppliers, great partners. And thankfully, we have that in our F&M offices, a very supportive team that we all have the same goal of taking great care of our customers, and management provides a lot of staff appreciation as well.
Yeah.
We've started having these things called Fun Fridays, which allow us to interact with our coworkers, get to know them at a more personal level. And yeah, being able to have fun at work and also take care of your customers, do the right thing by them,
yeah,
and make work feel pretty rewarding.
I like that. And, you know, I think now, too, it seems like after COVID or maybe during COVID, a lot of people becoming really creative and a lot of people going and opening up their own businesses. What's the world look like right now for small businesses?
Small businesses? Well, you know, here in town, we have a couple established businesses that will probably be coming up for sale because the owners are reaching retirement age. So we've had some inquiries on what a financing package would look like there, and every situation is different. Everybody's finances are different, so you kind of got to look at each individual situation and can they do a traditional loan where it's just with the bank, or does the bank need to involve SBA at a certain level to assist with down payment, or even some third-party lenders out there such as Morrison County Community Development Initiative Foundation. Sometimes the cities will even help. So.
That's nice. I like that. Anything trending like commercially right now as far as lending goes, other than with the other things we've talked about?
Nothing really trending. Obviously, PPP loans were a big trend there for a while out of COVID, so that was quite the experience. No one in the banking industry had really experienced anything like that, and the government was kind of writing the rules as we went along. So,
wow,
that was fun.
It was fun. All right, well, let's talk about the favorite part of your job. I mean, I know that you obviously, just by chatting with you, you're obviously a people person. You love talking with people. You love being back home. Is there a specific thing that you love about your job more so than anything else?
I got to say watching people succeed and being a part of that success is really fun for me. But I can tell you a little story. We have a customer that's been with us since 2014, so little bit before I started, but I've been working on their file ever since I started here as a credit analyst, and over the last eight years, they've grown at such a rapid that they now exceed their bank's lending limit. And a lending limit is their own lending limit, and it kind of depends on their overall size. So we have a few customers that exceed that. And I, now that I'm a loan officer, have been able to kind of become the participation specialist. And participations allow us smaller community banks to still service any borrower. We have the relationships with other community banks who will purchase portions of loans for customers and exceed our lending limit, and vice versa. If another community bank is at their limit, F&M will step in and see if we want to be part of that relationship as well.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, back to this customer. They were in the process of a large expansion recently. And we all know what steel prices and lumber prices and the fluctuation we've witnessed out of them since COVID hit as well. Well, we were just finishing up our quarterly meeting one day, and they received a text from their supplier saying they needed about $1 million to lock in the prices by the end of the week. So right away I was able to get to work with one of the other banks that we work with to see if they were willing to do a short-term note while we could wrap up the real estate portion and get it all wrapped up into one nice loan. Within 2 days, we had that amount approved and funded for the borrower to lock in those prices instead of them seeing a potential 20% or more increase over the next few months. So,
wow.
That was a win, and that was really fun to be part of.
Right, to be able to say, I can get this done. And, you know, that takes – those are definitely unique, special skills that you guys have, and that's why when you go to a bank like Farmers and Merchant State Bank, you can say, this is what we're needing. You're the experts in this. Help us out here. Help us figure out the right amount. Help us figure out the payment back. Help us figure out how long it's going to take us, and really to be able to count on someone to really know and see that business succeed, like you said, to know your friends and neighbors and be there for them. It's got to be very, very, something that really makes you happy.
It does. It really does. Seeing that success is, you know, people succeed, we succeed. So we want to see people succeed.
Yeah. What's kind of on the horizon for you over there at, at Farmers and Merchant State Bank. You guys have any new plans? I mean, things are changing all the time. I'm sure you're having always to stay on top of everything. Do you see anything coming here in 2022, 23?
Well, school's starting back up, so just want to wish everyone happy back to school. As far as what's on the horizon, our trades teacher at the school here, they're working on his trade area, so he won't be able to have any classes for a month, so he's looking for people to come in and speak to his kids, and I'm provided the opportunity to go down there one day and teach them some stuff about finance, and maybe someday they'll be running their own business and need some advice as to how to start a business and all that stuff. So looking forward to that.
That'll be fun. It sounds like you you really have a lot of personal involvement in the community there, like with Piers Lions Club and Legion Park Board for the baseball park. You like to really be involved locally?
Yes, I'm very involved. I'm a director for the Piers Lions Club. We do a lot of brat sales, fish fries. We help out with the Oktoberfest here. That was a couple weeks ago. So a lot of that. And then I'm a big baseball fan, so F&M allows me for a couple months in the spring to leave early and coach the junior high baseball team here. And I also manage one of the amateur teams in town, the Piers Brewers. So,
gosh, how do you find time to do everything, Mike? You make me tired. It just sounds like
my girlfriend asked the same thing.
Yeah. It's like, how do you do it? You have to find time for her, too, somewhere in there. And she's like, here, help me out with the baseball team. It's
right?
A date night, right?
Nope, she had to work the concession stand a couple times.
I'm sure. What about your Piers Freedom Fest? Do you guys do anything with that over there?
Yeah, a coworker of mine, Eric Bozer, is pretty heavily involved, along with Paula Prisabella. So we're our staff is pretty involved with getting that going and everything that comes along with that. It's another job, and with my baseball duties, I kind of stay on the sideline on that one and just enjoy it.
Yeah, that's fun. I was able to go there this year and announce the acts that were coming, and I've been there, I think, for 3 years in a row, and every time I go there, the people, I can see why you want to live there. People in Piers are just great people. They're just friendly and talkative, and they're welcoming, and it's just a nice, comfortable, quiet community that really seems to pull together when they need get things done and have a good time.
I have to agree with you 100%, Kelly. It's a pretty awesome community.
Pretty awesome. All right, so I guess we've got like 8 minutes here left. I don't know if you have any, I know you probably can't give out personal names or anything like that, but I'm sure that you have some favorite stories. Every person you work with has a different story, right, that you're trying to help get these loans, and you really want to do your best to get them what they need. Sometimes do you have to redirect them a different direction to make sure things work and maybe so they're not disappointed and make sure that it's going to work out for both of them? Because I know you want everybody to be able to succeed.
Correct, yep. We always want people to succeed, and sometimes we're not the best route to go. Sometimes, a contract for deed is the best route, or like I mentioned earlier, there's third-party lenders out there that can do stuff at higher loan-to-value ratios than we do. So it's all a team effort to get the customer in the right hands and make sure they have the best route to succession.
Right. If you're just joining us, we are here with Farmers and Merchant State Bank. Mike Poser's joining us today. And how long did you say you've been there with the bank?
6 years, 2016.
6 years. Time kind of flies when you're having fun, huh?
Yes, it does. It truly does.
How many people does Farmers and Merchant State Bank actually employ over there?
So between our three offices in Eden Valley, Stock Rapids, and Piers, we're at roughly 50 people.
50 people. And so like with those other offices, do you all get together and work? I mean, do you do Zoom meetings and stay together? Do you pretty much just work with the people in your local office?
Yep, so our lending staff meets every morning via conference call out of all three offices. And we do have an underwriter in two different offices and loan processors, mainly in Piers' office, but we also have one in the Eden Valley office as well. So
okay.
When I was a credit analyst, I was able to underwrite for all three offices, seeing all the personal, business, ag loans before kind of just having my own office here in Piers, but also helping out. I mean, we we communicate with every office, and the decisions are made as a group. So
I like that. How often do you work with new people? You know, young, I should say new people. That's funny. I meant like first time loan, like a young couple that's coming in saying it, maybe they're taking over their parents' farm or maybe they're starting a new business. Do you get to work with younger people on the very first loan and really walk them through the process of what it is? Because I'm sure that's a really a big learning experience for a lot of folks.
Yes. Yep. I've actually, within the last year, done a couple new construction homes for other guys in the community that I know through baseball and and sports. So just having that connection and being able to help them make it as simple as possible, because a construction of anything can be very difficult. So
absolutely. So when you're talking like with young people, if they're listening right now and they're thinking, gosh, I know I need to go ask for a loan, if they needed to gather their information, gather things together to be prepared for the first meeting with you, Mike, what would you say for them to work on in 6 months, or what to bring in when they're ready to go forward?
Well, if you haven't had any loans before in the past, my recommendation is just get a small loan, make that monthly payment, don't fall behind, build that credit score, because that credit score means a lot when you're first stepping in to get a loan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, have your parents, if you're 16, 17, have your parents co-sign on a loan for you, make that payment, build that credit early.
Yeah. You know, I did something like that similar with my son when he bought his car. We both kind of went in on together. I helped him, and then he paid the rest, and he got that thing paid off within a couple years. Is it important for someone to keep maintaining that? Like, he did that for a couple years, and now he doesn't have any loans. He's working. He's saving. Is that going to continue to help him because he had that good credit and he built up that, or does he need to continue to do that, like get a credit card with the bank? Or?
Yep, continue to do it. If there's no action for about 6 months, that score will disappear and you're starting all over again. So.
Oh, good to know.
Yeah.
Yep, good to know. And what time, like you say, do they need to start that when they're, 16, 17 years old to build that credit score? Is it more when they turn in their 20s?
As early as you feel comfortable. My dad had me get a credit card when I was 16. He told me, pay for your gas off of here and pay it off to $0 every month. Got my credit score up to in the 700s by the time I was going to college.
Man, that's brilliant. Yeah, because if a lot of people don't get that kind of advice, you know, they don't have people that are in business and they don't really know that they're supposed to be doing that. And they think, oh, don't touch credit cards. But if you know how to use them properly, you can really build good credit scores.
Yep, manage it like cash. It's manage a credit card like cash at a young age. It's not free money. You got to pay for it.
Right. Mike, if someone decided they wanted to maybe stop by, talk with you about an ag loan, a commercial loan, a business loan, what would be the process? Do they just call you, or do they ask for anyone specifically?
Yeah, you can call in, ask for an appointment. Any one of us, we have 6 lenders here in the Peers office, so any one of us would be happy to talk to you. My door is always open, and the phone's always available. So give me a call. My direct line is 320-468-8833.
And do you have a website for the bank?
Yeah, also you can stay in touch with us, follow us on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, and then our website is fmpeers.com.
Great. Mike, thank you for spending some time with us today. I appreciate your time.
Thank you, Kelly.
All right, it's Mike Poser. Thinking about a loan, thinking about a place that's going to take care of you, may want to give them a call. It's Farmers and Merchants